The challenges in meeting day-to-day water service for communities in Kentucky have been discussed in Frankfort. It came during the first meeting of the Public Water and Wastewater System Infrastructure Task Force. State Division of Water Director Pete Goodman said, three major issues facing communities struggling with water service are aging infrastructure, deferred maintenance, and insufficient future planning. When water service interruptions occur consistently, Goodman said the risk of losing an entire community becomes real.
We're in a situation in some communities where the existence of that community is at play. And that's not unique to Kentucky.
Martin County is one area of the state which has struggled to keep up with water delivery. Senator Philip Wheeler represents the southeastern Kentucky community.
The people have been squeezed, you know, pretty far to the point that, you know, the people that have jobs are paying about as much as they can pay in many circumstances.
Cabinet Deputy Secretary Bruce Scott says big jumps in monthly water bills can cause rate shock. He says straight grants are hard to find, but financial assistance can come through the Appalachian Regional Commission, rural development loans, coal severance monies, and tobacco settlement funding. Energy and Environment Cabinet officials also say the statewide water system need is estimated at $16 billion. Scott says the establishment of a designated state fund to use in leveraging federal dollars is another option, but Scott says that often brings with it taxation questions and diverting funds, which can be controversial. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.